Scripture, whatever understood, some part of it.
Beautiful, not. It had to do with He is my Nabi. He is my Nabi. Every part of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was ours. It was the person we had to love. It was every action of his we had to love. Allah Tabarakala made him. He was an embodiment of love, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He is an embodiment of love. No matter how far a person is from the Sharia, it is a unique name. It is a unique figure. That without knowing him, without having seen him, every person in this ummah got a unique feeling towards him. This you will understand when even a non-Muslim whose whole life never studied anything regarding Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then they accept Islam. Then they say, we want to go for Umrah. So you understand when they come to the Kaaba, then they are seeing that magnificent house, then they are seeing so many people going around. That is the mazhar, the place where Allah's power is shown. But then when you will see that person going to Medina Munawwara, that person has not studied anything about it. But he just read this kalima, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. And a certain link was created. He doesn't know what it was. When he will come to Medina Munawwara, you might find him crying even more than a normal person. More than a person who even learned for years and years who this Nabi was. There's a certain feeling when he will just stand there. When he will want to make the salam, he'll just start crying. And you will see that, you will look at the man, he don't look like he's anywhere near Islam. He just came the other day in Islam. But a certain link he gets created. This is that link of love Allah Tabarakala created between the Nabi and the entire Ummah. Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam would worry of his Ummah. And the Ummah got a unique love for the Nabi of Allah. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam would say that there will be those who, if someone were to say that, do you want to see your Nabi? Then for the opportunity to see their Nabi, they'll be ready to spend everything. There are those who have given their life after 1,000 years just in the honor of not Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam alone, even his companions, his wives. If someone said something about one companion of his, that man would be ready to fight even if he had to die. This all had to do with Umira Nabi. Inka Nabi, Unka Nabi. He is Nabi, that one's Nabi. Sabka Nabi. And Mira Nabi. Sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So when we love Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam so much, it is his way also that has to be our way. Last week we spoke about Fajr, that there is the two rakats of Sunnah. And then we spoke about the Ishraq. Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said for the Fajr Sunnah, that even if that wild horses have to knock you down, you make an effort, you make an effort. At that time there's no wild horses coming, it's sleep. He said, you make an effort. You make sure you get those two rakats. And then came for Ishraq, where he said that a reward of a Hajj and an Umrah will be given. If that person can just make that sabr, the best will be he remains sitting until that time. But otherwise, as long as you get that two rakat somewhere between your Fajr Salah, between sunrise and between Zawal, you got a lot of time to have the reward of a Hajj and an Umrah. Now we will come to Zuhr Salah. Before the Zuhr Salah, there is how many rakats? Four rakats. And how many rakats you people read? Supposed to read? Four. How many you read? Say, inshallah, four. So I will explain a few narrations regarding those four rakats. It's very hard. That's why it's called a Mu'akkad Sunnah. Mu'akkad Sunnah is like the teacher who has a stick. Nowadays there's no stick, so you won't understand this. The other day we went somewhere, he said people will finish Hifz in 2 years. But then the stick went away, now they finish in 4 years. Just because of the stick. Because when the stick was there, it was Mu'akkad class. Class was mu'akkad. You knew your work, you survive. You don't know your work, the stick talks. Stick talks. In our era, they used to send us to go get the stick. So the boy would go out looking for that stick which had the least sharp points. Least sharp points. And if he couldn't find any, then he would stand there with his knife and cut off the sharp points, because he knew the one who sent for the stick is going to be getting the first hiding. That's why he said, go fetch a stick. So he would just cut, cut, cut. You already knew beforehand you're going to be punished. Like you making your fire in Jahannam. That was called mu'akkad. You had to know your work. At that time, people in our class, we used to be sleeping at night. You wake up, you hear someone reading his door in his sleep. Ever asleep walking, we used to hear sleep reading. When you're so scared of your sabak, the next day what's going to happen? You start reading your sabak in your sleep. In your sleep. So sometimes you need a stick to make taqid. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wanted his ummah to read some rakats. And he knew it's not easy. Man gets lazy. As it is, Zuhr is already 4. To read 4 before that is not easy. Man can't read. So Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would call it, I'm telling you, you must read it. You must read it. That's why it's called mu'akkad. It's not a punishment. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever will read 4 rakats before Zuhr, for him Allah tabarak ta'ala will open up the doors of Jannah. As we explained previously, when we say the doors of Jannah open, the doors opening itself, but you not getting there doesn't help you. What it means, that actions which you need to reach Jannah, immediately Almighty Allah starts pouring it upon you. We spoke about this Lord times. Most of our Islah can take place in Salah. Most of our Islah. But because Salah became like a normal thing, this is nothing normal. There's 2 rakats, 4 rakats. There's nothing in the world like it. The ruku, the sajda, the standing, the qirat, the thana. 4 rakats before Zuhr and the doors of Jannah open for you. Meaning every action which you need to get to paradise, to save you for the rest of the day, everything starts. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, after zawal, after the sun dips, that person who will read 4 rakats before the Zuhr Salah, he said, this is such an hour. At that moment, the doors of the heavens open up. He said, at such a state, my desire is, when the doors of the heavens open, I at that moment must be found doing some action. And that action must be going up through those doors. That's that 4 rakats. When the imam will start his 4 rakats, that's your farz. But before that, you can read a long 4 rakats also. It's your 4 rakats. It depends what you want to send through that door, because from that door then something comes down. You send a small hadiah, a very big hadiah comes. Send 4 rakats. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam's one narration which is mentioned in Mishkat. After the sun dips, the person who will read 4 rakats before the Zuhr, it will be for him equal to 4 rakats at the time of Tahajjud. It will be for him equal to 4 rakats at the time of Tahajjud. So 3 narrations I gave, may Allah tabarak ta'ala make, we don't miss this one. It is not the easiest. People are tired. Man's nature is lazy, that's why the stick is put. It's called mu'akkad, taqid. You must do it. It's because the doors of Jannah have opened. You send something through it, something bigger is coming. You send something through, something bigger is coming. So there was 2 rakats before the Fajr, that was mu'akkad. Then there was the Ishraq, 2 rakats. Anyway along, you got that whole gap, 2 rakats. Then, soon as the adhan of Zuhr goes, or even before the adhan, once the sun dips, you can read 4 rakats. Once the sun dips. Anytime. Once the sun dips. Take your time and read it also. Understanding that the doors are open, I want, Allah's Nabi said, I would like to send an action up. He would like to send an action up, because what goes up, something must come down. You give a small hadiya to a big man, the big man has to give you a big hadiya back. You present a small gift to Almighty Allah of 4 rakats, Allah Tabarakallah opens up for you what you cannot imagine. The day really starts when the sun dips. Now it is 12 o'clock, everything is going to start now. And it's going to pull us right till the night. At that time, if the person just sends his one thing, Allah Tabarakallah grant us all tawfiq. So that is 4 rakats before Zuhr Salah. Before Asr Salah, how many? 4. And if you're too lazy for 4, 2. And if you're too lazy for 2, there must be 2 at least. Don't ever not do nothing, especially when you're in the madrasa. Don't ever look at the rest of the world, because the rest of the world are busy. They just manage to get there for takbir or for the second rakat. But while you are in a madrasa, you must make your life such that you have to be here for your first takbir. You have to be here for the sunnah before it. It's your time. That is why it's mentioned that youngster who grows up in the ibadat of Allah. Shabun nasha'a fi ibadatillah. It's an amazing thing in the world that piety looks like something for the old man. So if you see a boy reading long rakats, people say, when you became pious? If you see a boy hanging out, relaxing, joking, then he's cool. But if you see a person reading salah, then people say, you're too young. This narration shows shabun nasha'a fi ibadatillah. A youngster who grows up in Allah's ibadah. You have to be that youngster. Because here there's no devil around. If a person while he's in a madrasa life, while he's in jamaat, while he's in the khanka, if he at that time can't make what he's supposed to do, because you don't see everybody else doing it, because everyone else got work. You are the only people in the world who are free for the ibadat of Allah. But sometimes when man becomes free, you take it for granted. You take it for granted. You won't always get this time. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, are you waiting to become busy? He said, are you waiting to become busy? How much you can do today is going to show tomorrow. Make the best of it. Before Asr Salah, Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Rahim Allah. May Allah's special mercy fall on the one who will perform 4 rakats before Asr. It was his habit to perform 2. In one narration, mention is made of Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam reading. It was his habit to read 4. But in some narrations, you also find he would read 2. This Asr one is harder than the other one. That's why the stick never come out for it. It's not called Mu'akkad. So a lot of our people, whenever we hear it's not Mu'akkad, meaning there's no stick, that's when we say, this one I don't have to read. It's the other way around. That the Mu'akkad one got a stick, the Farz one got Jahannam with it. Remember that. The Farz one got the fire. And not because Allah wants to punish. Because if a man got no Farz at all in his life, then he mustn't expect to get anything in the next life. So Allah Tabarakallah put the fire with Farz. You miss it, you'll get the fire. Then the Mu'akkad ones come with the stick. That you have to do it. Do it. Then comes the last one which is left. It's how nice if you do it. And that's what he said. May Allah's mercy be upon you. How nice. It never meant don't do it. It just meant that I know now it's getting hard. But push yourself a little bit. If you can't get 4, get 2. It's just a matter of the mind. To come 2 minutes earlier, you get 2 rakat. To come 2 minutes earlier, you get 2 rakats. So we'll stop on that one, and next week we'll start from the Maghrib Salah. The purpose of mentioning this is not for knowledge. We all know it. When we were small, we used to say 2 rakats sunnah, 2 rakats farz. Zuhr got 4 rakats sunnah, 4 rakats farz. 2 rakats sunnah, 2 rakats nafal. Then you'll ask the person, how much you do? You say, I don't read my farz also. You say, you learned all the rakats, you're reading nothing. You learned all the rakats. I say, I'm busy.
Say, why you learn the rakats? You learnt it because someone must do it. May Allah tabarak ta'ala make I do it. You do it. Fajr, 2 rakat sunnah, even if the wild horses have to knock you down. Say, I'm not going to miss this. Then comes the ishraq. I got a whole time just to get 2 rakat somewhere along the line. Just 2 rakat from Allah. Then comes zuhr, the doors open up of the heavens. And I want some action to go through, my action. So that when the heaven starts giving something down, it gives it to me. Zuhr. Then you come to asr. Asr is 2 or asr is 4. Allah tabarak ta'ala bless us. The wording was, as-salatu khayru mawdu. That salah is the best place to put yourself in. Salah is the best place to put yourself in. While you were a student, if you can do it, later on in life you will find that all the problems of life, all the problems. But one man just says, Allahu Akbar. Say, where is he? He says, reading his salah. He's always reading his salah. He says, the best place to be in the world is in my salah. So much of problems, so much of fights, so much of arguments. Where is he? He's reading his salah. Allah tabarak ta'ala grant us that we also those people. Sometimes, one time I went to one place, people were arguing. Because whenever families get together and there's a big matter happening, then they all come, then the fight starts. Uncle, he knew the fight is going to start. So what happened after Maghrib? He decided to read Awwabin. Awwabin. And Awwabin can go up to 20 rakats. Whole life he never read the 20 rakats. And he said, today is the time. So now in the house, they're waiting now to sort out this matter. Maghrib to Isha. So hey, uncle is coming. He's reading his Awwabin. 12 years of Ibadat Sawab. That's the best way to run away from problems. You say, Allahu Akbar. They can carry on waiting for you. Where is he? He's in the masjid. Go fetch him. He's not stopping his salah. Who's going to break your salah? The ending, no fight. After Isha, you come and say, what happened? Say, we're waiting for you. He said, I was asking Allah to make it easy. He made it very easy. Game over, everyone goes home. Lot of problems will come out in life if everyone is found on the musalla. Allah tabarak ta'ala make us the people of the musalla.